AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says he can't let a bad debate overshadow his record in office.
Proud of the record, and we just got to keep moving.
The president spoke to WURD Radio in Philadelphia. The calls continue for him to step aside. Among those speaking on the president's behalf in Michigan is California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Politics is not just performative. It's not just entertainment. It's about getting things done. And it's been a remarkable 3.5 years from my perspective. It's been, dare I say, a masterclass.
Tony Clegg describes himself as a former Democrat in Minnesota.
I saw some people suggesting that, oh, he's good from 10 to 4 p.m. or something. But I think the presidency is kind of an all-on job, so you want someone who's kind of in their prime, ideally.
A source tells the AP some Biden financial backers are holding off or canceling upcoming fundraisers. An Israeli anti-settlement monitoring group says the government has approved plans to build nearly 5,300 new homes in settlements in the occupied West Bank. Voters in Britain are picking a new government in a parliamentary election widely expected to bring the Labour Party to power. A jaded electorate is delivering its verdict on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party, which has been in power since 2010 with 5 different prime ministers. Joey Jaws Chestnut was not at Coney Island and the Nathan's hot dog eating contest today. He supports a rival brand he wasn't invited. The winner was Patrick Bertoletti from Chicago.
I lost some weight, just lots of work, and there was an urgency. With Joey not here, I knew I had a shot, and I was able to unlock something that I don't know where it came from.
He spoke to ESPN. Bertoletti ate 58 dogs in 10 minutes. Joey Chestnut's record is 76. Hayden Springer posted the 14th sub-60 round in PGA Tour history when he finished Eagle Birdie in the John Deere Classic in Illinois for a 12-under-59. This is AP News. Saks Fifth Avenue's parent company plans to buy Neiman Marcus.
The deal is worth $2.65 billion. The new organization would be called Saks Global. It will be made up of Saks Fifth Avenue and Saks Off Fifth brands, Neiman Marcus and Bergdorf Goodman, as well as the real estate assets of Neiman Marcus Group and HBC, which is a holding company that purchased Saks in 2013. Both Saks and Neiman Marcus have struggled as shoppers have been pulling back on buying high-end goods and shifting their spending toward experiences like travel and upscale restaurants. I'm Shelley Adler.
A woman in India gave birth to a baby girl on a boat as her river island was inundated by floodwaters. An auxiliary nurse and midwife was there to help and lifted the newborn and whispered prayers into her ears. She said it was the first time she delivered a baby on a boat. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.